Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, holy and anointed one, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for this day. We thank you for each other. We thank you that our families are complete in you, Lord. We thank you that every good and perfect gift comes from you. And Father God, we thank you for another class, another opportunity to learn more of thee. We praise and do magnify your name today. For you are worthy of high praise and honor. We glorify your name today. We thank you, Lord, for our life, our love, our joy, our wealth, and our help. Every good and perfect gift comes from you. We praise your name, O God. We thank you, Lord, for what we've been learning and what we're going to learn today and even in the future, O God. More of thee, Lord, our soul desires. Our heart desires more of thee. And so we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our life, health, and strength. We thank you, Lord, for you brought us thus far on today. And we got the victory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And so as we go forth, oh God, in today's class, bless every student, bless every family represented, oh God. Heal, deliver, and set the captives free. Save, filled with your Holy Ghost, the folk in our families, oh God. And don't even have sense enough to call on your name, oh God. Bless them today in Jesus' name.
In the name of Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We praise your name. And Satan, we serve you notice right now. You're defeated already. We curse you from the root of the command to be bound in Jesus' name. You and your satanic cohort are under our feet. We say, get there behind us, Satan. You're bound in Jesus' name. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for the seed sown tonight, that it will give 30, 60, 100 fold, even 1,000 increase in blessing. And we give you the honor, we give you the praise, and we give you the glory, for it's yours, Lord. Just like we are. Hallelujah. We're yours, Lord. The glory and honor, praise is yours, Lord. In Jesus' name. And everyone said,
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Saints of God, God bless you. Hallelujah. At this time, Pastor Peaches, if you would do the roll call for us.
All right. Hallelujah. Angela Harris, present. Annette James.
I'm here.
Linda Blackwell. Harry Warsaw. Carol Thompson. And William Rogers.
Okay.
Linda Blackwell. Okay, we have two missing.
Three missing.
Did I miss anybody?
Carol is missing.
And Linda.
Linda and William.
Right. Yep. I said William Rock.
All right.
William and Linda.
All right. Praise the Lord. Today.
Hallelujah.
Today we're going to review what's going to be on the finals. And if you take good notes, you're going to ace the final.
Amen.
We're going to have the final ready for you by this coming Sunday. You can pick it up along with your papers. Yeah. And you can start working on it. And your final won't be due.
I was on wrong number again. I apologize. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm baby. I apologize. I was there. Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. Again, the final will be available on Sunday. And you have until the 23rd of August to turn it back in. Isn't that wonderful, y'all?
Yes.
The final, just like everything else about this class, and just like everything else about this life, it's an open book test.
Open book test.
And you got several books that you can refer to. Of course, the Holy Bible, King James Version, but you can use the Message Bible to get understanding if you don't have it with the King James. The Know Your Bible book, and of course, our textbook, is Growing Toward Spiritual Maturity, the open book test. If you, the sooner you pick it up, the sooner you can start working on your final exam. Okay. Again, if you keep good notes, you're going to ace the course. The final exam has four sections. Really five, but we're dealing with four major sections. So you got multiple choice. We got fill in the blanks. We got true and false. And we got complete the sentence. And then we have a fifth part, which is for extra credit. And you can choose one or more of them if you need extra credit. Each, there are going to be 10 different things you could select in that section. Each one that you do out of that section, extra credit, is worth 5 points. Each section of exam is worth 25 points. So I suggest that you get your pen and your composition notebook ready to begin. Hallelujah.
And the Old Testament,
there are underlined in the subdivision called the books of history. And the subdivision called the books of history, there are how many books in the books of history in the Old Testament? Anybody know? Speak quickly.
39.
In the Old Testament, in the subdivision of books of history, how many books are there? Let me give you a second, your idea. There, okay.
14 books.
I'm sorry.
5 books.
7 books.
7 books.
12 books.
12 books.
No, the writer of the 12 books.
Okay. I beg your pardon?
12.
Somebody said something.
12 books. I said 12.
Who was 12. That? Who was that?
I was saying Ashwinda.
Okay. That's correct. Okay. Let's go to the next one.
The writer of the book.
I didn't know.
Okay.
Wait, I can hear you, Linda.
Oh, okay, sweetheart. I'm sorry.
Yes. 12 is actually the right answer.
The writer of the books of Joshua and Ruth was who?
And then we have several selections you can pick from.
A. Moses.
B.
Joshua.
C.
Samuel.
Oh. Ezra. Who do you think wrote the book of Joshua and Ruth?
Oh, Joshua.
No, the answer is Samuel. Tradition has it that Samuel wrote the books of Joshua and Ruth. Okay.
Thank you.
The difference is between the New Testament are.
The differences between the Old Testament and New Testament.
A continued animal sacrifices.
10 animal sacrifices were needed to cover your sins in the old.
Needed to cover your sins in the old.
You had to perform before God would bless in the old.
You had to perform before God would bless in the old. In the New Testament, Jesus acted first, and then the blessings came.
Your enemies were hated in the Old Testament and loved in the New.
Your enemies were hated in the Old Testament and loved in the New.
Jesus removed the curses and fulfilled the law.
Jesus removed the curses and fulfilled the law.
And all of the above.
The answer is all of the above. Remember that. The difference between the Old and New Testament, those are not the only differences, but we didn't have room for all the others.
Four, the followers of Jesus were first called Christians in.
The followers of Jesus were first called Christians in what city? Somebody.
A, Jerusalem.
A, Jerusalem.
B, Samaria.
Samaria.
C, Antioch,
Philippi. Which is the answer, y'all? Okay, we've not been listening to the scriptures and the, well, anyway, you may have forgotten. Antioch. The followers of Christ were first called Christians in Antioch.
Five, the three hindrances in spiritual maturity are...
The three hindrances in spiritual maturity are...
A, your family, the local church, and Satan.
The family, the local church, and Satan. That's A.
B, your environment, the government, and your parents.
The environment, the government, and your parents. That's B.
C, the world, yourself, and Satan.
The world, yourself, and Satan. That's C.
H3, D, your friends, neighbors, or life itself.
Your friends, neighbors, or life itself. What's the answer?
H3, your friend, neighbors, or life.
The world, hi, the world,
parents,
Satan, and yourself.
Okay, that's correct, Brother Harry.
See the world, yourself, and Satan. H3, your friend, underline. C, H, B, A, 5, B, C, B, Samaria, C, N, E, B, A, 4, the follow F, all of the above. E, B, C. A and 3, B and C, B, John, A, Moses, 2, the writer of the books of B, C, 7, book, B, A, 4, 1, blank, please circle the blank. I, A, B, C, B, A, B, C, B, for A, and B, and C, and B, your E,
okay.
Jesus removed the curses, F, 4, the followers of Jesus were first called A, B, C, B, 5. The three entrances, A, B, C, D, under page 3, off page, blank, part 2, colon, fill in the blanks, left pair, blank, 1. Spiritual maturity in your life needs the same with underline, according to.
Spiritual maturity in your life means the same as blank, blank, according to
Ephesians 4:12.
Somebody got the answer?
One, spiritual maturity in your life means the same with underline, according to Ephesians 4:12.
The answer is perfecting the saints, or maturing the saints, or perfecting the saints. Depends on what version you're looking at. But again, that's according to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12.
So, traditionally called the Acts of the Apostles, the writer of the book of Acts is God.
Who was the writer of the book of Acts? Okay, let me ask you a question. Are y'all reading your collateral books, like Know Your Bible? Because he wants you to know your Bible. Not just know when I ask you a question about a particular book, but you need to skim each book in the Bible, because it's only about, talks about less than 10 words or less. It tells you about that particular book. Is that right, Pastor Peaches?
Right, right. Amen. 10 words or less.
And so it's not hard. It's not rocket science, y'all. It's called we in school, and we got to study to show ourselves approved, a workman needing not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. What scripture is that? That's the basis of one of the a scriptural basis of this school and this class.
1 Timothy 3:2-15.
Correct, yes. And the next one is 2 Timothy 3:16. So you got 2:15 and 3:16, the basis of what we're doing. And if you, that's the foundation of why you're doing what you're doing, because you want to grow. You want to rightly analyze and discuss and fathom and know the word of God. You want to rightly do that. Okay.
So the underline. No. Traditionally called the Acts of the Apostles, the writer of the book of Acts itself.
So the writer of the book of Acts. Somebody go to Know Your Bible and look up the book of Acts. Where is the book of Acts, somebody?
In the Gospel, in the New Testament.
That's correct. See, y'all got to know this stuff now. Okay, look at Acts. Hopefully it says it in there. Okay, anybody got Acts? And Know Your Bible.
Yeah,
okay,
got it.
What does
it
say about Acts when it talks about the author?
It says not stated, but traditionally attributed to Luke and Gentile physician.
It is Luke. Traditionally, Luke is thought to have been the writer of Acts. Thank you so much. All right.
You're welcome.
Underline. 3. There are 39 books in the Old Testament, including underline books of wisdom.
There are 39 books in the Old Testament. How many are in the subdivision books of wisdom?
Is it 30?
No, don't ask me. I need an answer. Here's a clue. The books of wisdom is synonymous with the books of poetry. They're the same. Some Bibles will refer to them as the books of wisdom, others the books of poetry. How many books are there in the subdivision books of poetry? Someone said five. Okay. So how many books are in the subdivision of books of wisdom? I can't hear you.
Five.
Right. I just said that the books of poetry, the books of wisdom, the same thing. So if there's five in the books of poetry, there are five in the books of history. I mean, five books of wisdom. I'm sorry. I misspoke there.
Yeah.
History, wisdom, and poetry. The books of wisdom or the big books of poetry, they're the same thing. And it's five. Okay. Okay.
If there are 1,189 chapters in the King James Bible, 260 of which are in the New.
Okay. You need to write this down. There are 1,189 chapters in the Bible. There are 260 in the New Testament. How many chapters in the Old Testament?
You said
260 chapters. You those figures again?
1,129.
There are 1,189 chapters in the entire King James Bible.
Yes.
260 chapters of which are in the New Testament. How many are in the Old Testament?
829.
Check that out again.
929.
Correct. All right. Now.
Okay.
The chapter that is in the chapter that's in the middle of the King James Version Bible is located in Psalms. I'm going to tell you this because you wouldn't know this unless you took notes that day I mentioned it. It's Psalms 118. Because there are 594 chapters before Psalms 118 and 594 chapters after Psalms 118. So you need to know that. Yes, for final exam sake. All right, let's keep going.
Five, because of your spiritual oath, the words that you speak are underlined, and should not be underlined, because you can have what you say according to Proverbs 18:21.
The words that you speak are blank and should not be blank because of Proverbs 23:7.
Microsoft Word dialogue. Do you want app? Don't say but app. Cancel app. Save button app. When a lead security scan plus Alt+F4, dot Alt+F4, OK button, menu, Alt+F4, leaving menu. Lockdown, Alt+F4, program compatibility assistant dialog. This program
you said the word? Ability issue. The word that you speak?
Button to activate
okay.
Spacebar, Alt+S.
All right.
App, run program, app, can space. Shut down, split button, hibernate, leave, restart, enter.
Okay.
Proverbs 23:7-4, it says, as for a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
So the words that you speak are prophetic and should not be pathetic. That's what the answer that I want you to give. Prophetic.
What?
You can have what you say. Your words are prophetic. Not pathetic. Oh, I got this, I got that. Oh, the sky is falling. Oh, Lord, it is. Nobody knows. That's pathetic. Don't be pathetic. Be prophetic.
The words should be prophetic,
and
not prophetic.
The easiest way that you can be prophetic is to share the word of God, because the word of God is prophetic. So you say what God says. With his stripes, I'm healed.
Oh,
my
goodness.
Hallelujah.
How do you spell that, Pastor Bird?
Huh? Prophetic.
How do you spell those?
Prophetic.
Those two words.
I spell prophetic for her and then pathetic.
Well, that was me too.
Check for solution
online. Prophetic.
Yeah, I see. What's the other one? Sound prophetic.
I'm just listening.
Page 3.
Prophetic is
P-R-O-T-H-E-S-T-I-C. There are 39 books in 8-4. since there are testament semicolon there are underline. This Bible is underline chapter underline. 5. Because of your spiritual growth, the words that you speak are underline.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm back. I had to get the test back up on the screen. Okay, now what was the question?
You said P-R-O-C-F-E-C-T.
Okay, prophetic, P-R-O-P-H-E-T-I-C, prophetic. P-R-O-P-H-E-T-I-C, I think that's right.
Yes.
Okay, and prophetic, I think that's P-A-T-H-E-T-I-C, is that right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
P-A-T-H-E-T-I-C.
Okay. All right.
Not the underline, because it's black. Black.
Anybody get it?
Black.
No.
Page 4. Underline, off page, black. Most left there is 25 point. Please circle the
prophetic.
There are five.
P-R-O.
Mention colon.
P-H-E-T-I-C.
Okay. All right.
And then, Pastor, we need the spelling of prophetic now. P-A-T.
Okay. Write what, spell it the way you can. I'll get that later on because we can't get tied up with the spelling. Spell it the way you think it's spelled and ask someone later on because we need to go on. We got a whole lot more to go, and I don't want to run out of time.
Christian, serious believer at one. There are five stages in the life of a Christian.
There are five stages in the life of a Christian. Go, prenatal care, new birth, a carnal Christian, serious Christian, and a Christian that reflective of the very image of Christ. And the answer should be true or false. What do you think?
True.
True. True. All right.
Christian, serious believer of the total reflect A, true. B, false, too. Titus wrote the book of Titus.
Who wrote the book of Titus? Oh, here it is, wait a minute. Titus wrote the book of Titus, true or false?
True.
Hey.
True.
Okay. Titus is part of what subdivision? Okay, let me tell you. The Pauline epistles. What does that mean? That Paul wrote all of the books. So that's false. Titus did not write the book of Titus. Paul wrote a letter to Titus. So that one was false.
A, false. 3, the Pentateuch is another name for the subdivision, the major prophets.
The Pentateuch is another name for the subdivision called the major prophets. True or false?
True. Think about what y'all saying. Think about it.
Before you answer, relax. Take a deep breath and think about the books of Moses, or books of the law, the books of Moses, the Torah, and the Pentateuch.
False.
That's a book of the law. False.
Okay, so the question is, the Pentateuch is another name for the subdivision, the major prophets. True or false?
False. False.
Okay.
It's the book of the law.
All right. Okay, that's false. All right.
Jesus counseled the law of Moses with his completed work on the cross.
Jesus counseled Jesus counseled the law of Moses with his completed work on the cross. True or false?
True. True.
Think about what you're thinking about.
Jesus canceled the law of Moses with his completed work on the cross. Now, you said true or false? Now, who said
false.
That? False. The answer is false. He didn't cancel it. He fulfilled the law.
And
so the answer is false. The writer of Lamentations was Isaiah. True or false?
True.
Some Bibles have Lamentations as the Lamentations of Jeremiah. Okay. I wrote the book of Lamentations, true or false?
False.
False is the answer. It's the Lamentations of Jeremiah. Jeremiah wrote Lamentations. Glory to God. All right. Hello. Now's the time to get it right or wrong. So when the test comes, you'll get it right. Is that right?
Yes, right.
Yes.
A, 5. The writer of Lamentations, A, B, blank, page 5. All the page, blank, part 4, colon, complete the sentence, left parenthesis, 25, blank, 1. The 5 books of the major prophets are.
The 5 books of the major prophets are. This is a new section called Complete the Sentence. The 5 books of the major prophets are. The 5 books of the subdivision known as the major prophets are.
I got it, Angie.
Go ahead.
Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, and Daniel.
Go ahead.
Lamentations, Ezekiel, and Daniel.
Correct.
The 5 levels of knowledge are.
The 5 levels of knowledge are.
I got it.
Go ahead.
And learn knowledge, reveal knowledge, activity knowledge, morally knowledge, teaching knowledge.
Correct. All right.
Next, 3. The 5 books of the law are.
The 5 books of the law are.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy.
Correct.
Seven pillars of wisdom are.
The 7 pillars of wisdom are. I'd like to hear more than Sister Angie and Minister Linda now. The 7 pillars of wisdom are. Okay. So,
7 pillars of wisdom are coachable, teachable spirit. A burning desire to please God and be excellent, willing to work and go the extra mile, have a heart of integrity and honesty, a loving heart, have a forgiving heart, have a giving heart.
Excellent. Correct.
Five. The 7 books of the subdivision of the Genesis.
the seven books of the subdivision known as the general epistles are? Where are the general epistles, y'all?
The general epistles.
In the New Testament.
New Testament.
Okay.
Okay.
I have it.
Yeah.
The general epistles are, I have it.
Okay, go ahead.
James, 1 Peter, 2 Peter. I mean, James, 1 Peter, 2 Peter. 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, Jude, Revelation. I mean, not Revelation, just type of Jude.
Okay. All right. Very good. Okay. That's correct. Okay. Okay. We've gone through the exam. Now, for extra credit, because we all think you need some extra credit, you can pick one or more of the following 10 selections. They're essays. The essays can be 25 words or less or even more. It doesn't matter. Just so you answer. I'm not going to answer these. I'm just going to tell you what they are.
Your answer is a blank one. Joseph of the Old Testament showed that he was moving toward spirit. He was already in that journey of life.
How did Joseph show that he was moving towards spiritual maturity through his journey of life? Okay. Retell the conversion of Paul in your own words, or Saul of Tarsus, and of course it changed his name to Paul. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Relate your conversion experience as a testimony to others. Four. What is the difference between a Christian and a disciple of Jesus Christ that give? Appropriate scripture basis for your answer.
What is the difference between a Christian and a disciple according to the word of God? And give the appropriate scriptural basis for your answer.
Five. What does the scripture in Romans 4:17 mean?
What does the scripture in Romans 4:17 mean? Does anybody know what that is? Hello? You hear many people say, call those things which be not as though they were. That scripture talks about it. Okay? What does that mean?
What are the differences between the Old and New Testament?
Oh, this is an easy one. What's the difference between the Old and New Testament?
Seven. What are the 8 factors essential in helping a Christian grow and develop toward?
What are the 8 factors that are essential in Christians going towards spiritual maturity?
Spiritual maturity? 8. What do you think are the consequences of a Christian refusing to put any effort to?
What do you think are the consequences of a Christian not putting in the effort to grow spiritually?
Grow spiritually? 9. What is actually the first book of the New Testament and why do you say this?
What is actually the first book of the New Testament? And why do you say that?
Why does Jesus say greater things when we do than he did according to John 14:12?
Why did Jesus say greater things when we do than he did? And he did a lot of stuff there. Why did he say that? John 14:12. If you kept good notes, you're going to ace the course.
Okay.
If you read your Bible, I suggest that some of us may not be able to sit down and read from Genesis 1:1 to the end of Revelations, But you can at least read the synopsis, which is 10 or less words in each of the books. You don't have to do it all in one setting. Just read one so you can know a little bit about each of the books that's in the Word. Because you are in an institute of higher learning. And so you're going to know a little bit more than the average Christian because you done studied to show yourself approved unto God, a workman needing not to be ashamed, rightly dividing, rightly analyzing the word of truth. And the word of God is truth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So, any questions? Now, the floor is open for any questions right now. Any questions? Now, also, remember this. Any of your reading, I suggest, like I suggested on the last class, that you read chapter 1, because some of the answers of what we shared are also in chapter 1. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you need to read 1 and 2. All right. The floor is open for questions now. Hey, Siri, what time is it? Oh, 7:46. Oh, we got plenty of time for questions and answers.
I have a question.
And who might this be?
Angie.
Hi. Okay, what is your question?
I didn't get anything down.
Why not?
I can't write that fast.
Oh, we're going too fast. Then see what you said. Can you slow up? Can you say that again? Can you, stop us. This is not, we got a lot of time. This is not something where it's a race, a sprint. This is, what do you call it? What's the other one? Long distance running, I don't know what you call it. But,
marathon?
Yeah, it's a marathon. So you can stop, sit down, cross your legs, and drink a glass of Kool-Aid, lemonade or something. And then you get up and go again. But you stop. If it's going too fast for you, just excuse me, you're going too fast. Now, you got to put something down. You put something down, didn't you? Or you just gave up. The scripture in Galatians 6 and 9 says what, somebody? Do y'all have your Bibles? All those that got your Bibles, say amen.
Amen.
Does anybody have the Message Bible?
In Galatians 6:9, it says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season, so reason you faint not.
Don't get weary. I know sometimes we kind of get tired, but we can't stop. Don't give up. So I want you to remember this. And this is for future reference. Don't give up. You miss one, that's all right. Go to the next one. If I said, did you write the number down? I said there are 1,189 chapters in the Bible. Did you write that number down?
Yeah, 1,189. Yes, I wrote that down.
Well, you didn't not get anything down. You wrote something down, and then did you get that 260 in the New Testament? Did you write that down?
No.
Because you need to put that underneath the 1,189 and subtract one from the other, and you get your answer. There are 929 chapters in the Old Testament and 260 in the New Testament. Now, do what you can. Don't give up. Don't throw up your hands and holler. You can do it. The devil wants to tell you that you can't. Now somebody else. Harry, did you take any notes?
I took some, but a whole lot of missing.
Okay. Why do you think you missed it?
Again, I've I couldn't write as fast as they were being said.
Right. You can't, see, when the teacher is talking too fast and going too fast, guess what? That ain't on you. That's on him. You don't compare yourself with others. You compare yourself with yourself. And you know yourself, you're going to take time. You're going to have to take time to do stuff. Now, we did, Andy, you did a spell of prophetic, and you wanted to spell prophetic. And I told you, you know, you can get the actual spelling later on, but you write something down the way you think it's supposed to be spelled. And it may be wrong. That's all right. We can go over that later on. But you do something. You don't quit. You don't give up. Well, I ain't taking no notes, sir. I can't keep up with them. I ain't taking no notes. That's not what you do in class. You start to, excuse me, professor, doctor, brother, pastor, whatever. You said, look, y'all going a little bit too fast for me. And I tried to go slow, but I need to go a little bit slower. When something said and you didn't get it, say, I did not get there. And no harm in saying you didn't get it, because you didn't get it. Ain't no harm. Ain't no harm in that. Because guess what? Sometimes I don't get stuff. My wife tell me something, and I don't get it. And then she smacks me tied in. I mean, she says it again. I heard one person laugh. You got extra credit. You laughed, okay. You laughed at my jokes. I give you extra credit. Or somebody else laughed. But, all right. Again.
Hello? Hello? Yes, I was just wondering if you could hear me. I was just wondering if I was being heard. I keep feeling like y'all don't hear me. Do y'all hear me talking?
Okay, here's the thing. Minister Linda, there is a 7-second delay. See, when you say what you say, and I hear you. So if I talk over you, it's not that I'm talking over you, it's that you haven't come through the phone yet. So
I heard you say hello, Linda. That was all.
Huh?
All right.
I only heard Linda say hello.
I thought it might have been my phone, and because I had it on.
Is that everybody's on a 7-second delay? They do that especially for radio or television, even stuff on television. I don't know if it's 7 seconds or it's more. Where if somebody says something wrong, they got time to bleep it. You know, somebody sitting up there ready to beep, you know, beep it out or something. You know, they're sitting on the bus ready to beep it out. So that's what's going on. We're not ignoring you or whatever. It's just that we didn't hear you, and then when you gave up, we kept talking. So anyway, okay.
Oh, no problem. I thank you for that because I didn't know if it was my phone or because I have you on my phone and a speaker box, so I won't blow my phone out. My phone speaker out. I have you on a which we'll call them speaker.
Okay.
Maybe they're not hearing the sound.
Right. So again. Okay.
No problem. I heard.
All right. So I was waiting. I was getting ready to cut across you because of 7-second delay, and then I stopped because I heard you say something. So that's why I got to be very cognizant of the 7-second delay myself. But anyway. Again, we went through the true and false. Did you put down any true or false?
I put down two. I got two falses.
Okay, but did you put the number of the question?
No.
Okay, because we got five, and each of the four parts of the final exam, there are only five questions each. Okay. So But the most important thing is that you understand the meat or the content, books of history. The books of history, you got one in the New Testament, but you got 12 in the Old Testament. Y'all got to know that as being a student. Now, people that are not students in a seminary or institute or something, they wouldn't know this. They may know it, which is a plus for them. But you being in school, you ought to know this. Yes, in the back of your mind, you ought to know that the books of the law, the books of Moses, the Torah, or the Pentateuch, all stand for the first five books: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. You should all know that the basis of the school and the institute and the class is 2 Timothy 2:15, 2 Timothy 3:16. You should know that. That should be, and then that kind of sets you up on what you're going to be doing, what you're going to be learning. And it's good to have your notes. Again, the final exam is going to be ready on Sunday, at least by Sunday, and you can pick it up. And don't forget to pick up all the paperwork that you turned in, the two home assignments and the one quiz we did that was supposed to be turned in. And you need to check with Pastor Peaches, and she'll let you know if you turned in everything you're supposed to turn in, because there are three things you were supposed to turn in. And we'll extend that till next week to make sure you got in everything you're supposed to turn in. And for those we had problems with dealing with the recordings to get there, we're going to do it a different way the next time, so that there won't be any delay. If you want a recording of the class, we will get that to you immediately, if not sooner. And for what I understand, Pastor, it won't cost any money, will it? And the next one. I think it won't cost any money the next time we're going to get that to you. We may do a link and send it to you, a text, so you can have that right away. So we'll do.
Excuse me.
Yes.
I have another question, Pastor Burke. This Sunday, y'all going to be giving out the assignments for us to do?
I'll be giving out the final. And the final, again, I'm repeating myself, the final is actually due back on the 23rd. The final is due back on the 23rd. So you got a long while to work on it, okay? You'll have about 2 weeks to work on it. The
Pastor Byrne?
Yes?
This is William. I've been listening just for about 15 or 20 minutes, so I just wanted to let you know that I'm listening, but I'm late.
You what?
I just wanted to say that I'm listening, but I'm late.
Yeah, well, we definitely know you're late. You didn't answer the roll call. And you missed, I went over the entire final. So that you're going to be getting. But anyway, thank you for sharing that. The term paper, I hope y'all started your term papers already. The term paper is due on the 30th of August. Again, the final is due back
by the 23rd of August. The term paper is due on the 30th of August. All right. Just want to let y'all know that. Okay. Okay. Any other questions? Now's the time for questions. Hey, Siri, what time is it? What time is it, Siri? Hey, Siri, what time is it?
Jaws Dialogue. You are currently using Jaws at 40 minutes. The program will close automatically.
Okay.
Hold that forward.
Okay. Any questions? I'm going to go down the list.
Hold that forward.
Miss AJ.
Dialogue.
Any questions?
Hold that forward.
No.
Okay. You can go ahead. You had a question?
No.
Okay. Angie, do you have a question?
Yes. So the final is this Sunday. Y'all will have the paper for us to do for the final, and then we can bring it in on August 23rd. Is that correct?
Correct. It's due by then. It can be brought in sooner. If you finish it sooner, I suggest you bring it in. Your final will be in a packet. It will have the cover page, everything set up for you. All you have to do is put your name in there and then do the appropriate whatever on each part. You even have a couple of extra pages for you to write if you want to do extra credit. If you check the syllabus, the realigned point system and the class participation, we took it from 40% down to 10% because this is the first time, and we've just put that weighted the other parts of the course with those extra points. The bottom line is that your final is going to show if you've learned anything or not, and we want you to have learned something. Study your work. It's an open book test. You've got several books to look through. You got know your Bible. You got the textbook with Growing Towards Spiritual Maturity, and you only have to deal with chapter 1 and chapter 2 of that. And of course, the Holy Bible itself. And so that should not be a big problem for you if you start. Don't wait till the 20th to start doing your final. Okay? You need to start work on it.
I have another question. For the term paper, we can use any topic.
Okay. Did you look in? You got to look in the syllabus. It listed a bunch of topics that you can select. If you want to do your term paper on a topic that's not listed, you have to call me at one of the office hours and get pre-approval for you doing a term paper on something other than what's listed. But look at your syllabus and check out what the syllabus says, and select one of the topics in the syllabus to write your term paper on. And your term paper can be 25 words to 200 words or more. It doesn't matter, as long as you cover the information. There are a couple of those selections in the syllabus
that you may complete that in probably 25 words, and that's your term paper. If you cover the information, you're going to get a good grade. Whether you write 25 words or 2,000, 25 words. Okay?
Okay.
Any other question? William, since you came late, you have your syllabus, is that correct?
Dialogue. We are currently using
Jonathan.
Hello, he didn't hear you.
Hold that forward.
William?
Okay.
Shut down,
Spencer. Apparently he got off. He got on and off.
Wait, he's here. I'm probably sorry, Pastor. He's right here. Is it okay? The delay, he's right here. Can you speak?
I'm here.
Okay. I just asked a question. If someone tells me the question I just asked him.
Okay.
Does everyone have their syllabus?
Yes.
Okay, has anyone talked to Carol? Does she have her syllabus?
Yes, she did. Yes, it's her. She has her syllabus.
All right. Okay, any other questions? Now, those that said they couldn't take all the notes, there ought to be a whole bunch of questions that you got.
Yeah, a whole lot of questions.
Ask the question.
Yeah, I didn't write all of it down, so.
I didn't write all it down. I don't got a few.
I'm missing a lot, so happy.
I got the 1,189.
Okay.
The Old Testament is 29, and New Testament is 260.
Okay. So let me just share this with you. If you look at what you turned in and any comments are on that, your two home assignments and your quiz, and you remember the quizzes, the oral quizzes that we had, and any other notes that you have had for this entire class, you're going to ace the final. But if you try to remember, you didn't do your composition notebook. You tried to remember stuff. For some of you, dealt with that. That's why you misnumbered the questions that were asked on homework or quizzes, and you got it all out of order because you didn't take notes. Class, you take notes, y'all. When you go to school, you take notes. Mm-hmm. I know we all brilliant. I know we're excellent students. But sometimes we have to write down stuff. I got to write down stuff or have my wife tell me stuff. And I have to have her write down stuff and tell me stuff two or three times so I can remember it, because I got to remember it because I don't do Braille real good. And so I can't just pick up something and read it. So what I do, I have to use my memory to do stuff. But I've been training myself to do memory work. But if you haven't trained yourself to do memory, it's going to be difficult for you to get it right. That's why we give you, the information, composition notebook, a bunch of ink pens. And when class, every Tuesday, you have class. It's not every once in a while we'll have a Tuesday class, and then we'll move it to Wednesday, or we'll move it to Monday. No. So if you have to go anywhere and you know you won't get back at the time of class, you go prepared. It's a virtual class. So wherever you can be in Florida and take this class. as long as you call at the right time and you're on the line. So I just behoove you. You're going to be blessed if you take this seriously. It takes effort. It takes effort. Growing towards spiritual maturity takes effort on your part. Now, if you don't want to grow towards spiritual maturity, don't worry about it. You won't. Simple as that. You can have what you want. But if you want to be better tomorrow than you were today, then you've got to learn something of God today that you can use tomorrow. This is a opportunity for you to see the face of God, the nuances of God, the very nature of God, and to learn how to be successful in your Christian walk every day. Grow every day. Grow every day. Pastor Peaches, you have anything to share? I think we've got just a few minutes more. Or any questions?
I think everybody be encouraged to take the what the pastor say, what the teacher is sharing with you to heart. Sometimes when we're out there in society or out in public, even witnessing to somebody, sometimes you will come across somebody that's going to ask you some questions that don't have anything to do with the word. It has something to do with the word, but it has some. Sometimes they're going to try and trick you. How many books in the Bible? You know so much of this. You know what's this? What's that? And you know what? Yeah, and it may just be one of those questions, one of those things that the pastor is going over right now. Well, because you will come across people like that. They'll, all that Bible stuff, that ain't, and they'll ask you about a scripture that has nothing to do with salvation in all, but it just may be, well, how many books in the Bible? How many books in the Old Testament? And all this stuff, that's what he's giving you right now. I'm sure you, and when you're out there witnessing to people and trying to win family members to the Lord, sometimes the enemy will jump in them and cause them to ask you questions. It has not, you know, it's just to deviate you and to get you puzzled and away from that Roman road. But you'll have the answers. You'll have the answers. And don't get nervous. Try to, before you start your test, compile all of your homework and your notes. Mainly your notes. All of your notes. If you compile all of your notes and put them in that composition notebook, you will, just like the pastor, you will ace the test. They weren't trick questions. It was, but they, all those answers, they're right here. They've already been given to you. So be encouraged.
Yes, be encouraged.
Don't start the test. Don't start the test when you're tired, when you're sleepy, when you're laying down. When you get up early in the morning, And after you have your devotion, that's a good time to do the test because you're alert, you're wide of you after you're eating your breakfast and all, and before you take a test. When I was in college, early to say eat a Snickers bar, honey, or eat something. It was like eat something that has sugar in it because it'll get the juices flowing. And also, therefore, and ask God, the Word of God, that He'll bring all things back to your remembrance, and He will. The Holy Ghost will, y'all. Don't be intimidated by nothing you see on that piece of paper.
You know, Pastor Peaches, thank you so much. And I want to share this with you, too. This is an open book test. Not only is it an open book test, but guess what, y'all? Glory to God. Y'all can get together and do your finals. You say, about the finals, it's going to be individual. Y'all can get together and help one another out so y'all can all ace the test. It's okay. It's okay. You can be helpers one of another. As long as you turn in the stuff and it's right, it's all right. See, in high school and even in colleges and grade school, you know, copying was a bad thing, you know. Yeah, but see, now copying is a good thing as long as you copy the right cat. You know, you're going to be all right. Hallelujah. So
But don't call somebody else up and you don't have nothing. You don't have any of your answers. You do what you can do. Do what you can do from memory. And then go back and search your notes. Well, don't call somebody, oh, I need help with this one. What's he got for number one? What's he got for number two? What's he got for number three? That's not right, y'all.
In other words, do some work, but do work. But here's the thing. See, y'all got to, I want to know more of you, Lord. I want to know the ins and outs, Lord. I want to be able to cross the T's and dot the I's. I want to see, because some folk are here smart, like Pastor Peter say, they want to trick you up. So somebody comes and says, yeah, well, how many books in the Bible? 66. Well, how many in the Old Testament? How many in the New? And you can tell them that. But see, you blow their mind when you tell them, here, there are 31,102 verses in the Bible, 28,145 in the Old Testament, glory to God, and 29,57 in the New Testament. See, that's when you really blow their minds. Hallelujah. See, they ain't got nothing over you because you are starting to show yourself approved, a workman needing not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You've got it coming and going. The middle of the Bible in Psalms 118. Glory to God. Glory to God. Because there's 594 chapters in front of that and 594 chapters behind that. See, you got that going on. And then somebody said, you must have went to school. Yes, I did. You must have been studying the word. Yes, you do. Yes, you did. Hallelujah. Just be more than what you were yesterday. Again, I say this, and I said this in a message quite recently. Don't compare yourself to other people. Don't you dare try to compare yourself with me, because I done worked out a gimmick. Not a gimmick. What do you call it? A methodology? A how to remember stuff, you know? But look here. You compare yourself with yourself and just say, self, today I'm going to be better than I was yesterday. And guess what, self? Tomorrow I'm going to be better than I was today. I will learn more of God tomorrow than I did today. It's going to take your effort. It ain't laissez-faire. You're just going to be cavalier with this thing. Whatever. And then call yourself a Christian. You can't call yourself a Christian unless you're following Christ. Unless you're a disciple. You'll find that out. You read chapter 1, chapter 2 of Growing Towards Spiritual Maturity, and you'll find out that a Christian is supposed to be a disciple. And a disciple of Jesus Christ is supposed to be a Christian. It's supposed to be synonymous. But we got, calling folks Christians, Christian nationalists and all that. They don't know what that is. That's a misnomer right there. Call kinds of crazy stuff. That's defaming the word Christian. Christian means Christ-like. But anyway, any other question? I need a question. Brother William, I know you got a question. What in the world are they talking about? No, Brother Harry, you got any questions?
Yeah, difference with the Old Testament and New Testament, where with the Old Testament it was animal that you spoke of.
Animal sacrifices for your forgiveness of sin. They did that once a year. That was one of the differences. The sacrifice in the New Testament was just one. One and for all. That was Jesus Christ himself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Another difference is that you had to do something in the Old Testament and then God blessed you. The New Testament, Jesus did something and then you got blessed. In other words, you had first to do something in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, Jesus did it first. And then he just said, follow me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, and you can tell Old Testament philosophy. If thou wilt do thus and so, then I'll do thus and so. But Jesus said, look here, Lord, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. And then we got blessed. In New Testament, he reigns on the just and the unjust. Come on now. Hallelujah. Old Testament, it's pre-cross, easy. New Testament, it's post-cross. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
That's right. It was I-4-I-2-4-2.
Old Testament.
And people use that, but they don't understand
the whole thing. They take it out of context. That's when you go before the judge, and the judge says, "Well, look here, he caused you to lose a hand. We're gonna cut off his hand." But that's the judge saying that. But the New Testament, Jesus said, you heard that I lie 2 for 2, but I say to you, love your enemies. Do good to them that despitefully use you. Old Testament, kill them. Kill everything that pisses against the wall. I mean, wipe everything out. Men, women, children, everybody. Don't leave nobody that's standing. That was the enemy. New Testament, love them. Do good to them. I love them so much. Glory to God. That you heap coals of fire on their head. Glory to God. They'd be wondering, what in the world is going on? I'm treating them like dirt, and they're treating me like a king. Old Testament, New Testament. Good question, Harry. Anybody got another question? Don't get off the phone and say, you know, I had a question to ask. So now
that means all I'm going to ace the test.
Everybody's going to ace the test. That's right.
All I'm going to ace it.
Amen. I'll tell you. I need to share this. There's some folks because of things out of their control. They missed the class. Those stipulations they had about missing classes and then having to get the CD of the class, I'm holding that. I'm not holding y'all to that because our CDs haven't come in an opportune time. The CD should have been here a week or two ago so y'all can listen at the CDs and get the information that we discussed. So I apologize for that, but we're gonna do something different in the next class.
Yes. Hi. How many books? You were saying something had 7 in the Old Testament.
Okay. In the general epistles, there's seven books in the general epistles.
I mean.
The general epistles, and the general epistles, of course, is a subdivision of the New Testament. There's 7 books. Okay. I'm gonna go through the entire, the Old Testament, and the books of the law, or the books of Moses, or the Torah, or Pentateuch, there are 5 books. And the books of history, there are 12 books. And books of poetry or wisdom, that same difference. Books of poetry or books of books of wisdom, there are 5 books. There are 5 books in the subdivision major prophets. Oh, glory. There are 14 books. No, there are 12 books in the minor prophets. There are 12 books in the minor prophets. The Gospels, there are 4 Gospels. The book of history in the New Testament has one book, of course. And then the Pauline epistles, there are 14 books, the Pauline epistles. And there are 7 books in the general epistles. And then one book in the book of prophecy. All together,
You got 66 books, 39 in the Old Testament, 27 in the New. These are some basic stuff that you need to know. And it's, you know, when somebody says, well, how many books in the Bible? And you don't tell them 66. And they say, you went to an institute? You went to school and you didn't learn this? These are kind of like, and not as important as the growing towards spiritual maturity, but it's stuff that you need to put in your little suitcase that you're carrying around so you know the Word of God. And again, you have know your Bible. We didn't give that to you so it can take up dust on a shelf. See, believe it or not, that costs money. And we gave you the going towards spiritual maturity. That costs money. And we gave you a Bible. We gave you the Message Bible. That costs money. We gave it to you so it can enhance your learning experience. But if you don't open up the books, if you only open up your book once a week, how do you expect to learn? Repetition helps you out. Looking at stuff, asking God, what does this mean? And he revealing it to you helps you out. Pastor Peter, Minister Linda, or Deacon AJ, or Sister Angie, or Brother William, are you there?
Yes.
Yes, I'm here.
Sound like Brother William's voice.
Yes.
That's Brother
yes,
William?
I'm here.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you have any questions, Brother William?
I might need to follow up with Minister Linda because I just joined, you know, with her this or that. You know, I could get some insight because I'm so late.
Yes. A bishop?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
A minister. He was en route here and he had his phone and everything, but he was en route here to come to class. So that's why he's a little late because he's just getting off the bus and stuff. But he tuned in as he was getting off the bus because he couldn't get you while he was riding over here. So that's why he said he's going to have to get with me a little bit to see what we were talking about. And he's been listening to you, you know. So that do you have any questions, William?
I don't know what the, you know, exact subject.
Yeah,
and
we're just going over the test that we're getting. Yeah.
But,
okay.
I guess, I mean, once I know the assignment, but also, you know, what we talked about in class, then I think I should be okay.
Okay. It's going to be important, again, that everyone get their papers back and read the comments on the papers and use that as a resource when you're doing the final. All right. Hey, Siri, what time is it?
It's 29 p.m.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Pastor Peaches, anything?
No, sir.
This is hi.
Yes.
Bishop, we can call you on in hours of 2 and 3 if we
Well, to ask
you something.
Okay, two and three, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Yeah.
So. All right. Thank you so much for y'all. And I was surprised I was able to go through the entire final at this time. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to learn. We thank you, Lord, for the coachable, teachable spirit that you've given us. We thank you, Lord, for the burning desire to please you and be excellent. We thank you, Lord, for a willingness to work and go the extra mile. We thank you, Lord, for having a heart of integrity and honesty. We thank you, Lord, for having a loving heart. Have a forgiving heart and having a giving heart. We thank you, Lord, for the class on today. We thank you, Lord, for this course. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we are further towards spiritual maturity now than we were when we started this course. We thank you, Lord, that we have more knowledge, wisdom, and understanding now than we had when we first started this course. We praise, we magnify, we glorify, we honor your name today.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are our everything. And Lord, as we go through the next phase in this course, we thank you, Lord, to be with every student, oh God. Prepare them, Lord. Energize them, oh God. Encourage them, oh God. Give them not just wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, but give them energy and effort that they may put forth to learn more about you. Not to impress me, not to impress each other, but to learn more of thee, to see your face, to know the intricacies of following Jesus Christ. And so we do this, and we praise your name, and we glorify your name. We thank you, Lord, for every family represented. We thank you, Lord, that you're blessing them right now, that signs, wonders, and miracles are following as I speak right now. Hallelujah. Blessings are overtaking their entire families in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Those that are close and those that are far off, blessings are now, hallelujah, flowing upon the family in Jesus' name, the households in Jesus' name. And we give you the glory, and we give you the honor, and we give you the praise, for it's truly yours. And we thank you, Lord, for, hallelujah, the harvest, 30, 60, 100 fold, even 1,000 fold increase in blessing. In Jesus' name. Again, we praise your name. We acknowledge you, O God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
We love you all.
Amen.
God loves you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Hallelujah.
Love you more.
Hallelujah. God bless you now.